In the last few hours, both the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and USA Gymnastics have put out statements, and they're playing hardball here. And I think that's great, by the way, that they're doing it on behalf of Jordan Chiles and this very controversial tug of war over the bronze medal that she won on the floor exercise in Paris about more than a week ago. What we are finding out is that the Court of Arbitration for Sport was supposed to be sharing case filings once the Romanians were appealing. They were supposed to be sharing the case filings via email with the U.S. attorneys. And they had the wrong email addresses. And for 3 days, the U.S. attorneys were not receiving any information and had no idea that there was an appeal. And when by the time that the right people were getting the emails, and I know this sounds hard to believe, but this is what both the USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee are saying, telling us, and that I'm reporting, it was 2 days after the deadline for filing. So the U.S. had to scramble. And that's why I'm sure people are wondering why it was that after the decision, the U.S. ended up with that timestamp video that showed that they had put in the appeal 47 seconds after Jordan Chiles' routine, not a minute and 4 seconds. It was because the U.S. didn't even know there was an appeal, that the lawyers had not been notified because the Court of Arbitration for Sport had the wrong email addresses. Literally just a comedy of errors.
Can we say at this point whether something nefarious is going on or whether it's a case of incompetence?
I would say incompetence. And it's, you know what, it's a window into this world of international sports that I think is good because I've covered this and seen it. I'm so fortunate to cover all these Olympics, as you know, Dimitri. But you also see the incompetence of the officials and the leaders of the International Olympic Committee and now the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Keep in mind, they were rushing here. They were trying to get this done before the closing ceremony. Well, this is the same Court of Arbitration for Sport that took basically two and a half years door to door for the figure skating Kamila Valieva story, that those skaters just got their medals in Paris. And their hearing was in September, and it was January before there was a ruling. So they take forever. So the notion that they were hurrying like this to get this done, obviously now the mistakes are coming out. It is a mess. And the USOPC and USA Gymnastics are going to appeal to the higher power, the Swiss Federal Tribunal. And they look at things on the procedure and technicalities. And boy, oh boy, will they have their hands full with these horrors and just mistakes that were going on the procedural side.
It certainly sounds like it. Now, from a very human level, those of us that are already missing sitting on our couch and watching the amazing performances by Simone Biles and Jordan Chiles and the whole women's gymnastics team, does this greatly tarnish that? Or I guess we still have our memories and they got plenty of medals, but it's just kind of, an ugly end to the whole thing.
It sure is. And it didn't have to happen. If the Gymnastics Federation, Dimitri, had just agreed with the Romanians and the U.S. and the Court of Arbitration for Sports said, just give everyone a bronze medal and be done with it. It would have been over. Instead, they decided, no, we're going to just give it to the Romanian, Ana Barbosu. So this would have all been taken care of were it not for the stubbornness and really just kind of hard-headedness of the leadership of the Gymnastics Federation. So throw them into the mix, as well as the Court of Arbitration for Sport, the Supreme Court of International Sports, basically, and of course, then the IOC. And so, yeah, I mean, this all could have been resolved before the closing ceremony. And instead, it's going to go on for months. But the USOPC is fighting hard and USA Gymnastics for Jordan Chiles to keep that medal. And the great news is she's got it. She's back in the United States. She has the medal and she's not giving it back. And so we'll see how it goes from here. But it truly is a mess. And it's so unfortunate to tarnish what were a terrific Olympics, obviously, in Paris.